Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. His team will play Mississippi State on Saturday night over at Vanderbilt. Hear all the action right here on 104.5 The Zone. Coach, good morning. How you doing this morning?
Great. How y'all doing?
Doing well. I know a couple of tough injuries for this group coming off the game at LSU. We were pretty much knew James Williams was probably going to be lost with the ankle injury. And then yesterday you revealed that Ryan Hamilton, your outstanding safety, is done for the year with a torn pec muscle. Aside from replacing what he does physically on the field, what about the leadership that's kind of lost with him not being out there now?
Well, that's a big loss because Ryan was doing such a great job. The way he did it last year is just as the example he set at practice and how he played the game, and he was tough and he made big plays when he had to. But, you know, when he was elected captain, he really took it to heart and did a great job of leading our team. And we'll miss that part of it on the field, but he'll still be with us. He'll be at practice after surgery. And, you know, he'll help Coach Bryant coach those safeties. And, yeah, he knows it so well. He can help those guys out. You can't watch all four of those guys every play at practice. So he'll be a big help to us still.
You were asked about the possible sixth year of eligibility at the press conference yesterday. Talk a little about the process and kind of how long the odds are in getting that again for him.
Well, they're not very good, I don't think. You know, if you go strictly by the rule, it says you have to have two incidents of that are beyond your control to get a sixth year. Usually redshirting is not considered beyond your control. And when saying your, I think they're talking about the player and the school. But, you know, we have a little bit of evidence that early on Ryan had an ankle injury that probably cemented our decision to redshirt him that first year. And hopefully that'll be enough to say, well, you know, two injuries caused him to miss two years. But you never know. The NCAA has been more athlete-friendly about the last 5 or 6 years. So, you know, we got some hope, but we wouldn't be surprised either way.
Bobby, I know the lost LSU had to be frustrating, but really liked the way your defense flew to the ball, just you know, it's just sort of the physicality that they played with. You know, Myron Lewis's hit comes to mind, and Chris Marv's hit was just, you know, lights out. How do you feel about your defense, at least in terms of that, of carrying that mentality week to week?
Well, our defense has a lot of pride. They played well last year, and they wanted to continue that mode of operation and start building a tradition here, and it's important to them. And, you know, they also have fun. You know, it's a lot more fun to play hard and physical and, you know, go to the ball than just sort of, you know, mope around and go halfway. So, you know, I don't think they feel like they have a choice. And that's a good thing. So when they feel that way, you know you've reached them. And they practice hard and prepare hard and learn what the other team is doing and try to be prepared to stop them.
I feel like this year you guys can probably run the ball as well as any year you've been there. You know, you saw what Zach Stacy did against a very good LSU defense, 20 carries, 90 yards. And even though you probably don't have the playmakers at wide receiver you want, you know, again, if you can establish that running game, it doesn't allow you a lot more things to do on offense?
Of course. You know, when you run the football and the other team's got to just sit in there and try to figure out ways to stop you. You know, you open up the passing game. The other thing about running the football is just demoralizing, you know, if you're a defense. You know, it's nothing you can do about it. You know, that grates on you. And if people just refuse to be stopped, they start doing all kind of things, you know, with people in the box, and that will open up the passing game also.
And, oh, by the way, the team you're facing Saturday, Mississippi State, gave up 390 rushing yards to Auburn last week. So I don't want to give away the game plan, but
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I was watching that game. I watched it, you know, about three times before I knew what the stats were. And, you know, you'd watch the game, you wouldn't have thought that.
Really?
No. And, you know, I think it's a couple big plays that got them about, you know, 120 yards rushing on a couple plays. you know, you just wouldn't think that if you watched a film.
Is it a challenge for you guys to find the carries for all these talented running backs you have now? You know, Warren Norman ran for 100 yards the first week, you know, didn't get the touches this past week. You know, we talked about Stacy being impressive, and Kennard Reeves has been good too.
Well, Kennard, you know, had a really good game at LSU and ran extremely hard and hit the hole extremely fast. That's what competition does for you. It just gets everybody, hopefully everybody works hard at practice to earn the right to get in there and play the game. And, you know, Kennard did. And that's why we put him in there, and he responded. So, you know, it's just the same reason that Warren got in the first game, and, you know, Zach's been in there both games. They've earned the opportunity.
Speaking of running backs, Mississippi State has those two. You know, Dixon and Decree are really good players. Talk about some of the challenges of facing what they bring in the ground game.
Dixon got about 95 yards on us last year and controlled the ball. And, you know, they were getting three and four at a time and getting first downs, you know, just barely getting first downs, but they were keeping the ball away from us. And so we got to do a better job. You know, they are different than they were last year. They liked to pound it last year, but this year they're in the spread and doing some other things that I think, you know, obviously it's helped us run the ball. So it can help you, you know, get a lot of things done in your offense if you execute it.
A couple weeks into, you know, running a no-huddle offense, you know, for this season, is have things gone tempo-wise like you've wanted them to?
Yeah, I think, you know, we had LSU on the ropes right there in that last drive when we threw the interception. I think we were controlling the tempo in that drive, and, you know, they were a little bit tired, and we were getting it down inside the 20 going in, and, you know, just didn't make the catch. But yeah, we like what we're doing, and, you know, we'll see if we can even get better at it.
You know, it opened up and poured in the second quarter in that game. How much does that really change, you know, game plan? How many things does that take away, or do you really, you know, kind of stick to what you're going to do anyway and try to do the things you wanted to accomplish going in?
Oh, come on, Kevin. It was barely raining.
That's the first thing he said on Monday. You would have thought it flooded there like Noah's Ark.
I thought it was just somebody doing a cool fan on me. I mean, it barely rained. Where were you?
Well, I said
standing under a drip somewhere.
Well, I said that wasn't the first liquid the student section had seen on Saturday.
Well, really, you can't let it, you know, we let it bother us a little bit on three or four plays, but, you know, you just can't change your game plan just because it rains. And
just remember, rain gets into Kevin's head during games, so just stay away from him.
Yeah,
I'm glad he's not playing quarterback for us.
Yeah, well, we all are.
Golly.
Well, the first thing Bobby asked me when we were going off the field was, where do you want to do this interview?
No, that's because people are throwing things at
us. Yeah, I was afraid somebody might have bad aim. Hey, Bobby, we'll let you go.
All right.
And good luck this weekend against Mississippi State.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
All right, take care.